Although flooding is a perennial issue in Lagos due to several factors, including poor drainage channels and the presence of the Atlantic Ocean and many inland waters, which often overflow their banks, it is on record that the state continues to suffer casualties to flood disasters. This is attributed to the fact that many people refused to take the needed precaution to be safe. However, with another episode of flood attacks looming following the resumption of the rains, some residents of the state said they have directed their children and wards to stay indoors, among other precautions they have taken to ensure their safety.
What happened to all this Lekki and PGC, those kind of flooding, that children won't just go and fall inside big canals or drainage that can just take them away?
Most of the canals are filled up. The government needs to come up and back all the deaths from the canals so that they can be filled made of water.
Stay indoors, and if I have to go, move away from any canal or gutters, especially the ones with wooden covers, because someone can fall into it.
Different dangerous animals, snakes, crocodiles, they have been displaced from their habitat. People are now freely seeing this. Be careful, know where children will be safe. They shouldn't send them on errand, mostly at night.
But residents in flood-prone areas of Agility, Ajegunle, and others were yet to heed the advice of the state government and experts to vacate. About a week and 2 days ago, flood as a result of many days of continuous rainfall devastated residents in exotic neighborhoods of Ikoyi and Victoria Island. After some dry days, the wicked rains are back with downpours which started on Sunday afternoon. Following heavy rain on Monday, many workers were seen going home much earlier in order to take care of their children and properties. Experts have warned that as the soil is already saturated, an increase in rainfall would accelerate flooding with attendant consequences such as rendering people homeless, loss of property, and death if caution is thrown to the wind. An environmentalist, Professor Lukayode Olarepo, said the onus is on government and the people to be proactive by putting in place flood control mechanisms.
We have cleared enough of the wetlands of the country, which is used to absorb a lot of the water. We should all be, by now, looking at what happened to me last year, what is likely to happen. So every year, people should be prepared, especially for a lot of people that built their houses very close to what used to be the water park.
The state government had assured residents that it was on top of the situation by maximally deploying officers to help in emergency situations. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.